This is Victory House.
Amen. Wherever you are, please join me as we go before our God and King this morning. And we'll take that song one more time.
We give you all the glory. We give you all honor. We give you all the glory. We give you
honor.
We give you all the glory.
Hallelujah. Hands lifted up to the heavens, with your voice louder than your neighbor, cry to the Most High God and say, Father, cry like you mean business this morning. Say, Father, if you are visiting two people today, let me be one of them. Go ahead and talk to the Most High God. Father, if you're visiting two families today, you're visiting two individuals today, you are visiting two businesses today, let mine be one of them. Visit my home, visit my family, visit my business, visit everything concerning me, Lord. Father, if you're visiting two people today, let me be one of them. Touch everything that concerns me. Favor me beyond my wildest dreams, Lord. Change every situation around for good. Father, turn trials and tribulations to testimonies. Turn failure to success in my life. Turn poverty to prosperity. Turn barrenness to fruitfulness. If you're visiting two people today, Father, let me be one of them. I don't want to live here the same way I came. I want to go home with a testimony in my mouth. I want to go home with breakthroughs, Lord. I want to go home with my healing, Father. If you're visiting two people today, let me be one of them. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Come on, let your amen be full of fire.
Amen.
Let God hear your amen loud and clear.
Amen.
Let your amen shake the foundations of hell.
Amen.
Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you because this is the day that you have made, and we, your children, shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because we have gathered here today, Lord, to meet with you. And your word gives us an assurance that our expectation shall not be cut short. So for every one of your children who have come here to receive from you, Lord, Father, meet with them at the point of their needs.
Amen.
Whosoever's amen can swallow up that of their neighbor, let them go on with the biggest testimony.
Amen.
Whosoever's amen can reach your ears in heaven, let them go on with the biggest breakthrough.
Amen.
Whosoever's amen can be the loudest and longest. Father, Lord, let them go on with the biggest blessing.
Amen.
By virtue of your word this morning, my Father, my God, in our lives, let your name be glorified.
Amen.
We, your children, Lord, let us be edified.
Amen.
And all of our enemies, Lord, let them be horrified.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Let the redeemed of the Most High God shout aloud, hallelujah. Let those who know the Son of living God shout a living hallelujah. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of the Most High God. It is indeed a great pleasure for me to be here this morning. I have come here to celebrate this great man of God.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that the surprise worked. because I don't think you had an idea I was coming. For me to leave the Redemption Camp during Minister's Conference, I had to take special permission. And I have to be heading out straight to the airport as soon as I finish. So it is indeed a great privilege for me to be here. Many of you may not know our journey. Our journey started from the womb, just like Jesus and John the Baptist. I happen to be his John the Baptist. That's why he's named Emmanuel. I came a little bit earlier ahead of him to come and prepare the way, and he followed just a few months afterwards. So please help me appreciate this great man of God. We did everything together, went to the same schools, studied the same course at university. Our wives have the same name almost. So everything is just more or less identical. So once again, please help me appreciate this great man of God. And then help me appreciate his wonderful, beautiful, gorgeous, intelligent, supportive, wonderful wife. I celebrate you both. I bring you greetings from the General Overseer and our mother in Israel. They send their love and they send their regards. And the entire family, as I'm sure you know, especially the most troublesome one amongst them, also sends his love. Amen. This morning, with the help of the Holy Spirit, we shall be speaking on the topic, the force of favor. The force of favor. When you enter into your 40s, you are entering into a season of favor. As I'm sure you know, our dear pastor here, the set man of God, has entered into that season as of yesterday. And I want to believe that because the anointing flows from the head down to the robe, to the entail of the toes, it means that as he enters into that season of favor, you will all enter into it. Amen. That amen is sitting in a wheelchair. That amen is standing on crutches. Amen. Come on, let God hear your amen loud and clear. Amen. Now, we may be small in number, but we are mighty now. Gideon's army were only but 300, but they were mighty. So I want your amens to be powerful. Let it shake the foundations of this building so that everybody within the vicinity will know that you have entered into a season of favor. I decree concerning two people here. And I need to teach you that anytime a man of God says, I decree, the first thing that should come out of your mouth is, I receive. I decree concerning at least two people here, you will enter into your season of favor. Please open with me to the book of Esther chapter 2, verses 15 to 18. Esther chapter 2 from verses 15 to 18. I read from the New King James Version. It says, now when the turn came for Esther, just as the turn came for Pastor E, many people had entered into their 40s before him. I just, you know, myself a few months ago, and he was in Eket with us to celebrate. Now, when the turn came for Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her as his daughter to go into the king, she requested nothing but what Haggai, the king's eunuch, the custodian of the women, advised. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all who saw her. At this junction, I decree over somebody here, as you go, anywhere you go from now on, you will meet with favor. Yeah. Verse 16, so Esther was taken to King Ahasuerus into his royal palace in the 10th month, which is the month of Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. And the king loved Esther more than all the other women. And she obtained both grace and favor in his sight, more than all the other virgins. At this junction, I want to decree concerning somebody here. All others may have gone ahead of you, but when your term comes, you will receive both grace and favor. Amen. So much so that he set the royal crown upon her head and made her queen instead of Vashti. There are 5 people under the sound of my voice this morning. Everybody sitting on your throne, because you are entering into your season of favor. From this moment henceforth, they shall begin to vacate. Amen. I thought your amen would be louder than that. Verse 18, then the king made a great feast, the feast of Emmanuel for all his officials and servants. And he proclaimed a holiday in the provinces and gave gifts according to the generosity of a king. I don't know who God is speaking to this morning, but I want to believe it is one person in addition to Pastor E and his wife. In the name of the Lord of hosts, from this day henceforth, everywhere you go, you will be celebrated. Amen. You know, it is one thing for people to tolerate you. It is another for them to celebrate you. When they celebrate you, they may not know where you're coming from. They may not know who your father is. It doesn't matter what your background may be. But when you go and the grace of God announces you, people will have no option but to celebrate you. Can I pray for 5 people here? Anywhere you go from now on, you will be celebrated. Very quickly, what is favor? What is favor? My own definition of favor is going to be slightly different from the definitions that you are probably used to. Number one, what is favor? Favor is an invincible force that draws uncommon blessings to a man. Favor is an invincible force that draws uncommon blessings to a man. Isaiah chapter 60, verses 10 to 18. Isaiah chapter 60. Book of Isaiah chapter 60, verses 10 to 18. Again, I read from the New King James Version. He says, and the sons of foreigners shall build up your walls. Amen. Oh, you didn't get that. Amen. You didn't get that. Your president, when he was coming in, said he was going to be building walls. And he was saying that so that he could keep away foreigners. But what the Bible is saying, that you, their own sons, shall build up your own walls. Amen. They shall build mansions for you. Amen. So the walls that they wanted to build to keep you out, it will not work against you. But instead, they will begin to use their own hands to build mansions for you. Amen. Oh, I thought your amen would be louder than that. Amen. It says, their kings shall minister to you. It says that, for in my wrath I struck you, but in my favor I will have mercy on you. It says, therefore, your gates shall be open continually. Amen. They shall not be shut day or night. Amen. So that men may bring to you the wealth of the Gentiles. Amen. And their kings shall come in procession. Amen. For the nation and the kingdom which will not serve you shall perish. Amen. Do you know, if America will not serve you and the purpose for which God brought you into this world, America will fail. I say that without holding back. It is from the word of God. And I stand on the word of God. Who stands sure? That word will never pass away. I pray for 10 people under the sound of my voice this morning. This nation shall serve you. Amen. And then he says in verse 13, the glory of Lebanon shall come to you. Amen. The cypress, the pine, and the box tree together. And they shall come to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make this place my feet, my glorious feet. And also the sons of those who afflicted you shall come bowing to you. Yeah. I receive that. If you don't receive it, I receive it for my family. I receive it for my generations to come. All those who have afflicted you in time past, either spiritually or financially or physically, they shall come bowing to you. Come on, let your amen be loud and clear. Amen. What is favor? Number two, favor is a certificate that qualifies the unqualified for an undeserved privilege. Favor is a certificate that qualifies the unqualified for an undeserved privilege. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Multimedia, please help me. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 11. It says, I returned and I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, which means all those who were quick, who were faster than you, who came here before you, who got the job ahead of you, the race is not to them. Oh, you didn't get that. Because if you had gotten here sooner, you would have gone further than where you are right now. I have come with good news for you to tell you that all those who have left you behind, not only will you catch up with them, not only will you overtake them, you will leave them behind. Amen. What is favor? Point number three. Favor is a credit alert from somebody you did not work for. Favor is a credit alert from somebody you didn't work for. Now, so I don't know about your banking systems here in the U.S., but back home in Nigeria, anytime somebody pays money into your account, you get an alert. You get the alert. Penge, 1 million naira credited. How many of you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. But you also get these kind of alerts that are much more than credit. Yeah, they are usually debit. You get the alert. Penge. SMS alert charges reduced. You get the alert. Penge, VAT removed. You get the alert. Penge, stamp duty removed. And you are wondering to yourself, the little amount of money I have in my account, they've almost withdrawn everything. What's going on? But when you enter into your season of favor, it becomes a credit alert from somebody you never worked for. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll tell you a quick story. See, two friends met at a party recently. Two friends. One extremely wealthy. He owns a mobile phone company. He owns an oil company. He owns a bank. You know, some of you know who I'm talking about without me mentioning his name. And when he got to that party, he met a childhood friend from primary school. And he greeted the friend. Hey, my friend, how far? That one said, oh boy, not too far. Hey, our buddy, my buddy, they inside club. Hey, are you there? Oh, I there like daily. See, when you meet people who are in a depressed state, everything about them depresses you. He said, what's going on? Why are you so down? He said, listen, when I was in school, I was smarter than you. Out of a class of 35, I used to come first. You used to come 34 out of 35. But look at your life today. Everything you have touched has turned to gold. You own a bank. You own a mobile phone company. You own an oil company. But me, I'm wretched as nothing. So the rich friend said, listen, do you have a bank account? He laughed. I need to have money for me to have a bank account, don't I? He said, you know my bank? He said, yes, I do. Monday morning, go into any branch, open an account, text me your account details. So the poor friend on Monday morning went into one of the branches, opened the account, sent his account details to the rich friend. As soon as the rich friend got the details, he picked up his phone, he called the bank manager and he said, manager, with immediate alacrity. Just in case you don't know what alacrity means, it means with immediate effect. You know, we speak the Queen's English back in Nigeria. I don't know what English you speak over here, but I want to let you know that you speak Americanese, eh? He said, with immediate alacrity, I want you to transfer into this account 10 billion naira. Wow. Oh, I thought you would say I receive. You have not woken up yet. So he told the manager, he said, listen, I want you to give him a 10% interest rate every month for the next 1 year. After 1 year, I want you to transfer my 10 billion naira back to me, leave the rest in his account. Now, some of you are saying, oh, he's rich, he's wealthy. Why does he want his 10 billion back? He has done one better. Because on a monthly basis, 10% of of 10 billion is 1 billion every month. So the rest of us are getting a lot of deduction. This man, without hustle, without struggle, without working 24 hours, he will get an alert every month that 1 billion naira credited. And he will open his mouth and begin to sing, I don't get a lot. I pray for 50 people here this morning. In the name of the Lord of hosts, an alert of favor will begin to enter your life. I thought your amen would be louder than that. What is favor? Point number four. Favor is God overlooking your background to take you to higher ground. Favor is God overlooking your background to take you to higher ground. When you read 1 Samuel chapter 1, you see the story of a young lady there named Hannah. Anna means favored of God. She was married to a man named Elkanah. Elkanah means with God. So Elkanah, Emmanuel, they are more or less the same. But then there was another lady who met her inside that same roof, inside that same home, inside that same family, named Peninnah. Peninnah's name means precious stone. She was from a rich home, you know, fine girl, no pimples. You know those kind of girls. Sekpai, figure eight, Coca-Cola bottle shape, blessed in front, blessed at the back, you know, light in complexion, just like my wife. But Hannah was of a terrible attitude. Oh, she used to make fun of Hannah. I'm talking of Peninnah now. Make fun of Hannah. Favored of God, where is the favor? In the morning you go to church, in the afternoon you're there, in the evening you're there, where is the favor? All my husband has to do is look at me once, I give birth to twins. He looks at me twice, I give birth to triplets. He looks at me the third time, you know, quadruplets. What about you? You have been serving the same God for donkey years. What do you have to show for it? Do you know that there are some people here, they have been asking you those same questions? This God that you serve, where is he? What has he ever done for you? I'm better than you. I'm better off than you. I have more houses than you. I have more money in the bank than you. I have good news for you because your God is about to show up. Yeah. And do you know something interesting about God? Anytime God shows up, he's getting ready to show off. He's getting ready to show off through somebody's life because you are entering into your season of favor. I don't know who that person may be. It may be a male, it may be a female. But I decree concerning you, because you are entering into your season of favor, God will show up for you. Hannah used to go to bed every night crying, weeping, wetting the pillows, groaning, sorrowful heart. But then on a day like today, she was in a service like this service, and the word of God came over her. And she entered into a season of favor. And 9 months later, Samuel showed up. And when Samuel showed up, the Bible says we never heard from Peninnah again. Which means that there's somebody under the sound of my voice this morning. As you enter into your season of favor, every Peninnah in your life, they shall be silenced forever. Amen. I thought your amen would be louder than that. So when you now fast forward to 1 Samuel chapter 2, you will now see Hannah opening up her mouth and giving her testimony, testifying of the goodness and favor of God. That God has now enlarged my mouth over my enemies. God has now blessed me. He has now promoted me. He has now favored me. And then in verse 3, Hannah turned to Peninnah and said, talk no more exceedingly proudly. Let not arrogancy come out of your mouth. Translation, come here, Peninnah or Penepasta or what? Whatever or banana they call you, come here. All this time you have been yearning rubbish. I have been watching you. But now God has gushed me into my season of favor. So open your mouth one more time and see if I don't woe you. That's my own translation. When you don't have anything to show for favor, your mouth is shut. But when God begins to favor you, you don't even need to open your mouth. People can see it all over you. Have you ever seen when they see the favor of God upon a man, they say, can't you see the hand of God all over that person? I don't know who God is speaking to this morning, because you're entering into your season of favor. From this moment henceforth, the hand of God will be all over you. Amen. I thought your amen would be louder than that. Amen. What is favor? What number are we on? Number 5. Favor is drinking from wells you did not dig. Favor is drinking from wells you did not dig. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 to 11. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 10 to 11. It says, and it shall be when the Lord thy God shall have brought thee into the land which is sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities. Chicago is a good city. Chicago is a great city. Do you know Chicago belongs to you? Oh, you're not sure? You're not sure? If you're sure, let me hear you say a loud amen. Because amen is a stamp of approval. Do you know that this great city belongs to you? The properties in this city belong to you? Oh, you don't understand it. The power in this city belongs to you. Amen. The wealth of this city belongs to you. Amen. If you believe it's for you, let your amen be the loudest.
Amen.
It says, to give thee great and goodly cities which thou buildest not. Verse 11. And houses full of all good things which thou fillest not. And wells digged which thou diggest not. Vineyards and olive trees which thou plantest not. Now when thou shalt have eaten and shall be full. Do you know what God is saying? He's saying that when you enter into your season of favor, things that other people have labored for, instead of you entering into the labor market, you enter into the favor market. And when you enter into the favor market, what others are chasing after begins to chase after you. I speak over the lives of 10 families gathered here today. From this moment henceforth, find yourself in the favor market. Please be seated. What number are we on? Number 6. What is favor? Favor is receiving even before you ask. Favor is receiving even before you ask. Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24. Isaiah 65 verse 24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. How is that so? God can read your mind. He gave you the mind. So he knows what you are thinking even before you think it. Your neighbor may not know what you're thinking. Your wife, your husband may not know it. Your parents may not know it. Your friends may not know it. But God knows it. And there are some things that you cannot even open your mouth to ask your parents because it's too big for your mouth. Oh, you didn't get that. Yeah, some things that you cannot ask your husband or your wife because he or she will tell you the one that was done for you in time past. What did you do with it? You wasted it. But God is saying that even before you ask, I will answer. Amen. Even before it was formed as a thought in your mind, I've already done it. Amen. Do you know how good it feels not to go groveling and begging for favor? But when you have to go and beg somebody for a favor, you need to humble yourself down to the lowest level. And you need to be willing for them to step over you as a doormat. Why? Because you need their help. You need their favor. But what God is saying is, I'm about to remove you from under anybody's feet. I'm about to stand you up on your own 2 feet. I'm about to start doing things for you that you don't have to beg for. And when others see what I'm doing in your life, they will be the ones who will come and bow to you. That's favor. That's favor. What is favor, you ask? Number 7. Favor is over generous preferential treatment. Over generous preferential treatment. Pastor E and I, we went to the same nursery school, same primary school. In fact, I have some stories that I could share with you that would embarrass him. You know, in primary one, there was this fine girl in our class who fancied him. You know, because he's always been very handsome, as you can see. And, you know, there was this other boy. We lived in Mushin. For those of you that don't know Mushin, God bless you. But those of you that know Mushin, you know we came from a long way. And there was this boy in Mushin, you know, area boy. He was big, big, big. He had repeated primary one 5 times. How do you repeat primary one? You know, the most basic level. He had repeated, and he liked this girl, but the girl wasn't looking in his direction. She, you know, she had eyes for Pastor E. So he decided to deal with him. And, you know, during one period, he took him behind, you know, the classroom and began to deal with him. And God intervened, and today he's standing. Why am I mentioning that? There's so many stories, but I'm about to share one story with you that happened in primary 4. We were in primary 4. He was in one class. I was in another class. And my class teacher was Mr. Ojo. And we had a maths exam. And in that maths exam, because my father is a professor of mathematics, I cannot go home with nothing less than 100%. You know those kind of parents that if you get 99, they will still ask you, what happened to the 1%? So I got 100, but then I had an assistant class captain because I was a class captain. I had an assistant class captain called Bukola Esho. You know, there are some names you never forget.
You know, he's shaking his head because he knows what I'm talking about. You know, she was a fine girl, beauty and brains together. You know, not just eyelashes on fleek or whatever. Hair, everything from head to toe, brain and beauty working together. And she got her result. She got 101 out of 100. That was my reaction. How is that possible? We are still in primary school. We're not yet in university. She couldn't be sleeping with the lecturer quite yet. You know, she's too young for that. So I went to Mr. Ojo and I said, sir, what's going on here? I got 100. Bukola got 101. Please show me what formula did she write that I didn't write? What extra line of equation did she put I didn't put? I mean, what did she do that I haven't done? And he looked at both papers and said, well, I can't see any major difference. What can I tell you? She's favored. And from that day henceforth, I realized the importance of favor. It means that even if you are neck and neck with another man, with another woman, and everything you have done equally well, favor is the tipping point. I don't know who God is speaking to this morning. Because you are entering into your season of favor, you will always be heads and shoulders above the rest. I thought your amen would be louder than that. So very quickly, what are the groups of favor? We know what favor is. What are the groups of favor? Number one group of favor is those who are ill-favored. Ill-favored. Negative favor. Minus favor. They are not even zero. They are negative. And that was the group that the Egyptian kind find themselves in Genesis 41:19-21. Genesis 41:19-21. The Bible says they came, they ate the 7 fat cows, and yet they didn't put on any weight. They were still looking sick. In this, your country, I've been here just, you know, not too long, and even if you drink water, you put on some pounds. I weighed myself on the scale when I came in. I was 171. I weighed myself last night. I was 176. What did I eat within 24 hours? it's just in your water. So every time anybody enters in here, and naturally you're supposed to put on weight. Your cheeks are meant to be rosy. But this Egyptian kind, they found themselves in America for 50 years. They were still lepacious. Why? Because they were negative favored, ill-favored. Group number two are those who have no favor, zero. They are not positive. They are not negative. They are just zero. And that is the group of the descendants of Anak. According to the book of Joshua chapter 11, verses 20 to 22. Joshua 11, 20 to 22. The descendants of Anak were to be shown no favor. And it was a curse that went from father to son to children. What is group number three? Group number three are those who are favored. Those who are actually favored. And that is the group of Naphtali. In Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 23. Naphtali found himself in the group of favor. He says, oh, Naphtali, satisfied with favor. Those are the group of people that anywhere they go, things just work fine for them. They put in an application before they get home. They are calling them that the job is already theirs. Oh, you didn't say amen to that.
Amen.
That is the group of favor. Group number four is a group of those who are well favored. That is the group of Joseph. When you read Genesis chapter 39, verses 2 to 6, Genesis 39, 2 to 6, the Bible says, favor. He was well favored. Joseph was well favored. He was a houseboy in another man's house, yet he prospered. How does a houseboy become a multimillionaire in somebody else's house? That's favor. That was the group of Joseph. Everywhere he went, he was favored. In the well, he was favored. Sold into slavery, he wasn't sold to Afghanistan or Iraq. He was sold to Egypt. And when he got to Egypt, he was sold into the household of the Pharaoh's general. He was well favored. And when he got into the household of the Pharaoh's general, he was put in charge of the entire household. His account, his businesses, everything. Because the man saw that the hand of God was upon this young man. When the wife saw him and said, ah, look at this tall, dank, handsome young man, tricep, bicep, you know, 6-pack, 8-pack, 10-pack, 12-pack, you know what I'm talking about. She made a move on him and said, oh boy, I've been waiting for somebody like this. And Joseph said, how can I do this thing and sin against my God? And she lied. Can you imagine? His master never checked once. That no, this is not the character of Joseph. And threw him in prison. It was all part of the favor. Because when he was thrown into prison, he was in prison with the king's men. He became well connected. Oh, you're not getting it. Some things that happen by favor that they may not look like favor to you, but it is God's way of doing you favor. He's doing you a favor to connect you with the right people. He's taking you out of your existing circle to put you in a different circle so that which he has in mind for you can be fulfilled. And when the time came and Joseph appeared before Pharaoh, see favor overload. Joseph, do you have a job? Live long, O king. I've been in prison. Oh, okay. Only in name will I be greater than you. From prisoner, you are now president. Favor. Joseph, do you have a house? I've been in a 6x3 cell for this last 13 years. No shaking. That mansion on Banana Island, it is yours. Oh, Joseph, tell me, are you married? Oh, live long, O king. You know all these fine girls of nowadays, they are not looking for somebody who has a past in prison, who has been to Leavenworth, who has been everywhere else, but they're looking for somebody who's well-connected, a well-made man, this and that. So he said, I'm no shaking. There's one fine girl that nobody has ever touched. Fine girl, no pimples, pure. Nobody has ever smashed her. She's clean. She has been hidden in the king's palace, royal blood. And you know she's the one that God has been reserving for you. What other people were struggling to go and get? Trying to impress a girl, you know, calling her 24/7, paying her bills, carrying her from one appointment to the other, and then eventually she ends up marrying your best friend. Joseph never went through all of that. There was no issue with any of that. He didn't waste money on credit. He didn't do anything that other people... You know, some of us men, we can be quite foolish. We go and work from Monday to Friday, work very hard, and then on Friday night we're trying to impress one girl. We take her out to a restaurant, and because the girl is trying to do touche touche posh posh, she won't touch the chicken you ordered for her. And then the waiter now has to come and carry the chicken, and you're watching the chicken on the way back to the kitchen, and you cannot talk, but in your mind you're saying yeah mogbe. That's 50 hours of work down the drain. But because you are doing big boy, you have to stand there and just take it. Joseph never had to go through all of that. Can I pray for somebody under the sound of my voice today? Because you are entering into your season of favor, you will find yourself in the group of well-favored. Let me begin to round up. My time is gone. What's the next group? The group of those who are greatly favored. That's the group of Hadad. H-A-D-A-D. H-A-D-A-D. Hadad. According to 1 Kings chapter 11, 14 to 19. 1 Kings 11, 14 to 19. Hadad found himself to be greatly favored in a strange man's land. And that man was meant to kill him. Yet, that man gave him mansions, gave him land, gave him a wife, gave him this, gave him that. So much so that in another man's land, he was greater than his own father. That is greatly favored group. What is the next group of favor? Those who are graciously favored. Those who are graciously favored. And that is the group of Esther. Esther found both grace and favor. She was a house girl. Nobody would have never known her. But you know, one day like today, the king got mad and began to rant and rave. And then amongst all the seven princes who were seated before him, only prince number 7 opened his mouth. You see, we just entered into the 8th month. The 7th month, which is last month, was a month that God used to prepare what was about to happen for you. Oh, you didn't get that? See, the month of July is a preparation for a new beginning, because 8 stands for new beginning in spiritual realm. So, Memucan, prince number 7, opened his mouth and said, live long, O king. Vashti, Vashti. We don't even know what's wrong with her. Who does she think she is? You know what? You have 127 nations under you. Organize the first Miss World contest. Pick a virgin from every nation. You will replace Vashti with 127 virgins. When Memucan was opening his mouth, he had ulterior motives. He had been checking Vashti out. This is what the king is dealing with every night? Oh my goodness. Wouldn't it be nice to be the king? He had ulterior motives.
So when he was saying Vashti, Vashti, he knew that once the king gets rid of Vashti, he will not have access to Vashti. But he thought he was speaking for himself. The king thought he was speaking on his behalf. But both of them didn't know he was speaking on behalf of Esther. Because if he had not opened his mouth to speak, the Miss World contest would never have been organized. Esther would never have appeared before the king. I don't know who God is speaking to this morning. Everywhere your Memucan is located, they will not have peace until they begin to open their mouths. Graciously favored. And then the most important group, group number 7, is the group of the highly favored. The group of the highly favored. And that is the group of Mary. In Luke chapter 1, 28 to 36, Luke 1, 28 to 36, you will see that an angel visited Mary on a day like today. Mary was scared, and the angel said, "Listen, fear not, for thou art highly favored amongst all women." Not just in your family, not just in your village, not just on your street, not just in your neighborhood, amongst all women, women that have ever lived, women that are living, women that will ever live, amongst all women. Today, there are those who worship Mary. Misguided, yes, but they worship her. Why? Because Mary was set apart from a generation and generations to come. It is a group, a special group for one or two people, not for everybody. It's not for the masses. It's just for one or two individuals that God wants to do something for their destiny, that God wants to do something through their destiny and generations to come. Those are the people that enter into that group. I don't know who God is speaking to, but I decree concerning you, amongst all men, amongst all women, you will be singled out to be highly favored. Question number 3, when is the time of favor? No. When is the time of favor? No. Next year? No. Next month? No. Next week? No. Tomorrow? It is now. Psalm 102 verse 13 says, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion." So replace Zion with your name if you are sharp in the spirit. "Thou shall arise and have mercy on Oluwa Damilare Adeboye. For the time to favor me, yea, the set time is..." Please rise to your feet. I'm out of time. I'm not out of message, but I believe whoever God wants to speak to, they have gotten their message. Pastor E has entered into his season of favor. And by association has the congregation that God has set him over, you have also entered into that season. But then it now depends on you, which group do you want to belong to? Oh, you are not even responding. Some of you will say, "Oh, I've settled for favor. Just favor, I'm okay. I don't ask for much, no problem." There are some people who will always be like that. In every congregation, you'll find people like that. But as for me and my family and my household, I want the highly favored group. With your hands lifted up to the heavens, with your voice louder than your neighbor, cry to the Most High God and say, "Father!" Oh, come on, cry like you mean business this morning. Say, "Father! In my generation, in this congregation, single me out and take me to the group of the highly favored." Go ahead and talk to the Most High God. Oh, come on. This is not a prayer of ladies and gentlemen. Since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. And it is a violent that take it by force. Cry to the Most High God. Cry to the Most High God. "In my generation, oh Lord. In this congregation, oh Lord, single me out. Single me out. Single me out. Single me out. Take me to the group of the highly favored. Take me to the group of the highly favored. I don't want to be out of favor. I am not satisfied with just favor. I am not satisfied with well favored. I am not satisfied with greatly favored. I am not even satisfied with graciously favored. I want to be highly favored, oh Lord. Amongst my peers, amongst my family, amongst my friends, in my generation, Lord, single me out. Single me out, O Lord. Make me highly favored. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let your amen be full of fire. There is a danger that when you are favored, you take God for granted. And then you fall out of favor. It is better not to enter into a season of favor than to be in it and fall out. It's not good. So with your hands lifted up to the heavens, join your hands with that of your neighbor. Lift those hands to the heavens. Join your hands with that of your neighbor. Lift those hands to the heavens. And cry to the Most High God and say, Father, anything my brother will think, anything my neighbor will say, anything my neighbor will do that will make them fall out of favor, Father, please don't let them do it. Go ahead and talk to the Most High God. Anything this my neighbor will think, will say, will do that will make them fall out of favor, Heavenly Father, please don't let them do it. 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 Uphold them to the very hand. Uphold them to the very hand. Makabakashad. I don't want this person to miss heaven, Lord. Uphold them to the very end. I don't want them to fall out of favor, Lord. Uphold them to the very end. Makabakashakadadadaba. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Come on, let God hear your amen loud and clear. Amen. Now, this may be the last prayer point, but it is by no means the least. Please stretch forth your hands towards this man of God and pray for him that as he has entered into his season of favor, that he will go from glory to glory. He will go from favor to favor, from wisdom to wisdom. Go ahead and just bless him, bless him, bless him. Bless him from the bottom of your heart. That this man will not disappoint his generation. He will not disappoint his family. He will not disappoint anything, anybody associated with him. He will fulfill destiny. His destiny will not be derailed. As he enters into a new season, he will continue to flow in favor. He will continue to flow in blessings. He will continue to flow in wisdom. The grace of God will announce him anywhere he goes. Anywhere he turns, left, right, front, back, whatever way he turns, he will meet with favor. Men will support him. Men will serve him. He will call one person, 1,000 will respond. Anywhere he goes, himself and his family, the favor, the light, the face of God shall shine upon them. Whatever he lays his hands shall prosper. Everywhere the sole of his feet touches, it is ease. And all the days of his life, it shall be well with him. Body, soul, and spirit. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Heavenly Father, we want to say thank you. Thank you because you have heard us and we know the answer is already on the way. So, Father, we give you all the glory. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Amen. Into your capable hands, we commit this, your Son. We ask, O Lord Almighty, as he has entered into his 40s, Lord, let him enter into his season of favor. Amen. Let him enter into his season of grace. Amen. Let him enter into his season of blessings. Amen. Let him enter into the season of promotion. Amen. I ask, O Lord Almighty, as he enters into this season from glory to glory, let him go. Amen. From testimonies to greater testimonies, let him go. Amen. From lower heights to higher heights, let him go. Amen. Anywhere he goes, Father, let your grace announce him. Whatever his heart desires, even before he asks, Father, grant it for him. Amen. Those he has not worked for, let them become a blessing to him. Amen. I pray that over generous preferential treatment shall be his portion in the name of Jesus. Amen. His entire home, his entire family shall be covered in the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. Amen. His destiny will never be derailed. Amen. This your Son shall fulfill purpose. All the days of his life, it shall be well with him. Amen. A special birthday present that no man can take the glory for, Father, give to him. Amen. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Go ahead and appreciate God for what he has done.